If you come into our passage today, a heads up is in order. God, through Paul, is about to tell us what sincere love will look like in our lives and what to do to show it. While simultaneously, the bully of our souls will do his best to undermine, contradict, and minimize what God says, saying it's not possible. At least not for us. Not after all this time. The obstacles are too numerous. The one around us are the inadequacies too glaring. Didn't we already try? And don't you remember what came of that? Friends, we cannot listen to him or believe his lie that we just can't wage love faithfully when God says we can. There's just too much at stake. What God calls us to do, he will help us to do. It's important we say this out loud at the start. He says his grace is sufficient and made perfect in our weakness. 2 Corinthians 12:9. He says, he is the Lord our God who takes hold of our right hands and says, do not fear. I will help you. Isaiah 41:13. He says, greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. 1 John 4:4. His word is bound. The more we get to know him, and the more we agree to his word, the better equipped we will find ourselves to stand against the opposition of our adversary. Ephesians 6:10-18. Thankfully, we know all too well the ways we have thoroughly wronged loving people in the past. No surprise, our enemy does too, and hopes to use the memory of those failures to shut us down and shut us up. But here's the thing, our Heavenly Father also knows, and instead of condemnation, he offers life and hope, giving us Jesus, who prays for us, and the Holy Spirit, who comforts and guides us, so that we are able to do what he calls us to do. The one who calls you is faithful, Paul says, and he will do it. 1 Thessalonians 5:24. The one who calls us is faithful, and he will do it. He will help us to daily, in the words of W.H. Auden, love my crooked neighbor with all my crooked heart. Let's believe it. So much beauty awaits when we act as if what God says is true. Real love refreshes, redeems, renews, restores. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. The greatest of these is love. 1 Corinthians 15:7-13. No wonder our adversary works overtime. Genuine love declares a resounding yet, nevertheless, over our bruised, broken, weary world. We learn love transforms everything it touches. It's the touch that starts the thaw, the word that breaks the pause, the constant curiosity of grace. As Sarah Rose says, when we love, honor toward others is evident. Everyday tasks have dignity and become acts of worship. Joy and hope look defiantly out of the ruins. Affliction is tempered. People pray and don't give up. They sit with the sled and end the situation. They pursue the stranger and feed their enemies. Incredibly, they even fight their desire for retaliation in the face of wrong, choosing, as hard as it is, for as long as it takes, to aim for a life of peace with everyone, leaving justice to God in his good time. The result? Evil doesn't get the last word, but decisively overcomes it. deeds of love and mercy that I had to make him come home. That's what happens. Because the one who calls us is faithful, and he will do it. Let's start at the beginning with why, with our motivation for love. As you know, last week, verse 1 of the chapter says, it's in view of God's mercies. We love because he first loved us. 1 John 4:19. We start there and return there, especially when we think, we just get one more time. What we must do in those places of decision is to go back to the beginning and preach the gospel to ourselves. We love because he first loved us. We are humbled again to recall how the whole trajectory of our lives changed when our daddy ran down the driveway toward us to scoop us up and wrap us in a fierce embrace of wholehearted welcome, right while raining kisses on our very necks. He draped fine linen robes around our undeserving shoulders, covering our shame and poverty and smell. He placed rings of authority and full restoration on our hands and slipped sandals on our filthy, calloused feet. And threw in Ruth's crisp steaks to boot. So that's why we love because he first loved us. We're grateful. Now, what will it look like? What are some of the details? In 1 Corinthians 13, we know, well, in 1 Corinthians 13, we know Paul's love chapter, but in here, Romans 12, 9 through 13, in the Greek, we have his love sentence, where all the chapters are unified into distinct strands of the same chord. Here's what it sounds like as one sentence instead of seven. What catches your ear? Maybe the Holy Spirit is awakening an awareness of someone or some place you, especially, concerned. Let love be without hypocrisy. That's our goal. Love with integrity and truth. Now here is a part of the whole. Testing the evil, clinging to the good, loving each other affectionately with brotherly love, leading the way and honoring one another, not hesitating in eagerness, seething or boiling in the spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, enduring in tribulation, persevering in prayer, sharing koinonia in the needs of the saints, pursuing hospitality. Isn't that beautiful? Real love is incarnational. It gets its fingernails dirty. It costs us something. It prompts us to fight our inner pull toward massive preoccupation with self, as John Mirko puts it, and instead get worked up about right and wrong, to care about the mass sums of individuals, as Sarah Groves calls them, that steady stream of humanity filling the non-stop reports of sin and sadness and pain and our news feeds. Real love gets us off the couch to do something rather than duck as we pass by on the other side. So we can't do everything. We can't do this thing, and this, and this. One bottle of cold water works. Simple enough, even a child can do it. Here's the show and tell I brought from home. Being a former kindergarten teacher, I had to show and tell. So there's a Jolly Rancher Valentine with my name on it. And an origami flamingo made specifically for me because of my long-standing relationship with this said bird. And finally, a little sticky, yellow sticky note inviting, if you need me, I'm close by. All were given with sincere love from the heart, just because. And they continued to cheer me long after their givers had gone home. So take heart. He who calls you is faithful, and he will do it. The Mother Teresa encouraged, never worry about numbers. Help one person at a time. And always start with the person nearest you. Another detail is that love must be sincere. We don't want fake. We want real. Aren't we so tired of spending? Not a veneer of geniality and goodwill. Not smoke and mirrors. But authentic, deep down from the heart with no agenda, love. The chocolate proves solid, not hollow, as you take that bite. I was interested to learn sincere comes from the Latin sincera, which means without wax. Dave Coop says back in the day, people commonly used wax to hide cracks in slightly damaged pottery, to pass it off as being more valuable than it really was. Naturally, it was only a matter of time before the wax would melt or wear away, exposing the fraud. To verify the pottery was whole, you can inspect the piece to see if a fine print, sincera, was inscribed underneath. Paul is telling us to love in ways that prove solid, pure, and genuine without agenda or hypocrisy. The heart of the matter turns out to be a matter of the heart. Sincere love will both love and hate. It will hate evil, and it will hold fast to good. John Piper reminds us good and evil are objective realities, rooted in the character of God, not determined by majority vote or personal preference, and as such should engage our emotions viscerally, passionately, hear the language, abhorring evil and loving good. The challenge is, sometimes, we only kind of hate what's wrong. We only sort of want what's good. We straddle lines and push limits. We are in need of new undivided hearts and new responsive spirits. Ezekiel 36:26, which God, through the Holy Spirit, is glad to give us. Then, as we repent and begin again, we will learn more and more how to love. Of Christ's sacrifice for us. The Christians hear this as they will serve in quite a crowd of people. They will find them and be flowing. Next time, sincere toward God. At that moment, everything is more sincere toward the person who is going along. Love is doing whatever it takes to give people what they need. Lord, the person is. Over and over, we make our on our words. Does it even? And again, the challenge, of course, I'm looking for me how long it is for me to do this. Is that I can't help but that I'm really hard and I'm a little sincere. We want to know what I can stand for, but he will never be what I need. Jim Keller continues, real love is concerned. The same. lose this role. Remember that you are still
to you. Help us not to be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. And to preach the gospel to ourselves and to dig into your word and be armed with what you say so we know how to face God. Overcome the come our way, living at peace with the inside of heaven. So thank you for loving us and for being with us today. I take it home safely in Jesus' name. Amen.